Tonight's guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is half of a songwriting and performing duo these days, but he began his professional music career as a solo singer-songwriter. He and his partner, Lisa Jane Lipkin, have already impressive credits as soloists, and now that they've joined forces, there's a lot more to come. I'd like to welcome Jay Hitt of Lipkin and Hitt to our Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Nice to meet you, Jay.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.
As I mentioned, you and Lisa have some very impressive credentials between the two of you. Tell our audience about some of them.
Lisa's done quite a few things in film. She's written for other people. She's got 3 albums out on her own. I met her at the Folk Alliance meeting a few years ago where she was doing some promotion of her material.
And you're originally from the Pittsburgh area, correct?
I am.
What brought you to the Hudson Valley?
I came in for the NERFA, which is Northeastern Regional Folk Alliance meeting in upstate New York. After meeting Lisa, we started working together on a few things. She produced my CD, Greetings from the Wilderness. We recorded that over in Montrose with Richard Martinez of Light Body Music. I was working with a few very good people here. And we started doing some writing and working together, and it's worked out very well. We have, the keyboard and the guitar set up. And while we do some things solo still, getting pretty active now as the duo.
How long was it between the time she produced your solo project and you actually became the duo?
This was back in 2013. So shortly, I would say the last half of 2013 that we began promoting it as a duo.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar speaking with Jay Hitt of Millwood, half of the musical duo Lipkin and Hitt. Jay, you play guitar, as you mentioned. Lisa is a pianist. When you write, do you write songs together, first of all?
We have, and it's not sitting side by side writing. One of us will have an idea, the others will contribute something, and pretty soon we have a song. I almost exclusively write on guitar. I will use a keyboard from time to time if there might be an effect or some kind of rhythmic sound that I'm looking for, but I've always written on guitar.
Is one of you more of a lyricist and the other more of a melody writer?
No, I would not say so. I will have an idea musically, and that will kick off a lyric idea, and I'll just roll with that. Lisa, I think, might have more lyrical ideas first and put the music to it. Some new item, some new note change or lyric change will come in the editing process. I will finish it and then let it sit for a while, and I have no problem changing things.
How much different is it to be a solo artist or a member of a band as opposed to being a duo, just working with someone else?
I change the approach musically when I play with Lisa. Playing by myself, I try to fill in everything rhythmically and melodically so it's the fullest sound possible. When Lisa's there, there's a lot that I can subtract, concentrate more on singing, differences that I can add on where I'm playing on the guitar itself and what I'm adding to it. So it's a very give and take performance.
Many of your songs have lyrics that cast light on areas that are perhaps in need of illumination, shall we say, and yet the lyrics aren't heavy, although some of the phrases are very poignant. I take it that's really conscious and deliberate on both of your parts.
Yes, it is. I try to be pretty clear. The song may be 4 minutes longer than the actual event. You know, I've written about graffiti on bridges. After driving past that, you know, you get a 4-minute song out of it just to tell the story of how the graffiti came to be there. I'm not opaque in lyrics. At least I try not to be. I think my songs are more direct. I don't know how to describe Lisa's except to say that they are possibly more poetic than mine. I'm a folk singer at heart.
Tell me a little bit more about this new album. First of all, where did you record it?
Over in Montrose with Richard Martinez and Lisa Jane Lipkin producing.
Jay, who else plays on this new one?
David Keyes plays keyboard on a lot. Peter Kahlo on guitar. Lincoln Schleifer played bass on quite a bit. And then people coming in and picking up an instrument and playing from time to time. And Lisa plays on it, of course.
Jay, who are some of your and Lisa's musical influences or idols?
People will listen and they'll hear James Taylor, hear Paul Simon from me, and probably Carole King and Joni Mitchell from Lisa.
I'm Kathy Millar, and it's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm speaking with Jay Hitt of the duo Lipkin and Hitt of Millwood. When you perform locally, is it just the two of you, or do you actually travel with other band members?
It's almost exclusively the two of us. Recently, we were able to work with bass player and a percussionist, and that's a great addition. But we start and really promote ourselves as the duo.
Jay, do you and Lisa have any concert dates coming up in the next few months?
In October, on the 10th, we're going to be in Hastings at the Upstream Gallery. I have a few things I still have to finish up. We'll see what November holds here.
Give our listeners all of your social media links so that your new fans from tonight can follow what you're doing and hear more of your music.
Lipkin and Hit can be found on Reverb Nation or jhit.com. Also, LisaJaneLipkin.com.
So that's Hit with two T's, and Lipkin is L-I-P as in Peter, K-I-N for our listeners. Now, the song that we've chosen for tonight is Some People Never Learn. Give our listeners the song's backstory, Jay.
It occurred to me it's a man sitting alone and having some regret over the way he's handled certain things in his life, and the learning process is pretty difficult at times. That's basically the backstory, to see toward the end of the song, can he come to terms and bring things to a successful close.
Is that still an open question?
Yeah, there's a lot of maybes in that song.
Jay Hitt of Lipkin and Hitt, many thanks for sharing your story and your music with us in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight. Best to Lisa, and good luck with its new music project and with your upcoming gigs. Here's Lisa Jane Lipkin and Jay Hitt, Lipkin and Hitt with Some People Never Learn on 100.7 WHUD.
Set me up again, I got nowhere to go. Since she went away, my nights are long and slow. I did her wrong and she went along with every lame excuse, till one day she looked me up and down and figured, what's the use? Some people never learn, some people never see the light, and I am stunned. Maybe I could pray and find out what to do.